Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Ariel.
And Jess.
With your 11 a.m. Zedlines. In local news, hundreds of members of the Construction, Forestry and Maritime Employees Union are protesting across Brisbane, causing major traffic delays in areas like the CBD, Bowen Hills and Fortitude Valley. The surprise demonstrations erupted after the High Court refused to overturn the militant union's forced administration, a decision opposed by former boss Michael Ravbar. Police are diverting traffic, with Campbell Street, O'Connell Terrace and Hamilton Place closed. Authorities, aware of the pop-up protests, are managing the situation to ensure safety and minimise disruption.
Parents at a Catholic primary school on the Gold Coast first became aware students had allegedly threatened their peers with weapons on campus after it was covered in the media. It comes after a masthead revealed on Tuesday that two students from St. Kevin's School in Benowa had been suspended after they allegedly brought box cutters onto campus. Gold Coast Police confirmed detectives from the Child Protection Investigation Unit were probing the alleged incident, which occurred on June 13th. The incident was reported to police on June 17th, a police spokesman said. Investigations are continuing.
In national news, a factory fire in Sydney has engulfed units in Marrickville, inner Sydney, just before 3:30 a.m. this morning. Thick smoke flooded the suburb, with residents urged to keep doors and windows closed. Around 60 firefighters responded, bringing the blaze under control by 5:30 a.m. and preventing it from spreading to neighbouring businesses. The cause of the fire is currently unknown, with police expected to investigate once the scene is safe. Authorities confirmed no injuries were reported.
Women in Tasmania seeking help to have a child will be given greater financial aid under an election promise to be announced Thursday by the Liberals. The state government will pay $2,000 towards the cost of IVF if re-elected at next month's state election. Premier Jeremy Rockcliffe said, "We will assist around 2,500 Tasmanian women with out-of-pocket costs associated with IVF, other assisted reproductive technology treatments, or fertility preservation services." This move comes on the back of other improvements the government has implemented in women's health.
In international news, North Korea will send thousands of workers to help rebuild Russia's war-torn Kursk region. Russian Security Council Secretary Sergei Shoigu, who held talks with North Korea's Kim Jong-un in its capital Pyongyang on Tuesday, described the deployment as fraternal assistance. Neighbouring South Korea and Japan were quick to condemn the plan, with Seoul saying that it's a violation of UN sanctions on the North. For months, concerns have swirled over the deepening military collaboration between the two states, following reports that thousands of North Korean soldiers are helping Russia fight its war on Ukraine.
For your weather today, Brisbane is sunny. It's currently 19 degrees with an expected maximum of 22. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 3, which is in the moderate band. That's all for your 11 a.m. news. We'll be back tomorrow morning with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.